Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
JJ in Chicago, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Uncle Futrelli.
Oh, Chicago. What's up, man?
You know, I wanted to talk about how this sports legalized betting has kind of changed the sports landscape. But then I heard this interview you had with this guy, Roy Cumming.
Right.
And I couldn't believe my ears. I mean, is this guy for real? I mean, he could come on the radio and try and defend Jameis Winston. I mean, granted, he's a Bucs insider, and he wants to keep his access. But he's going to sit here and try and say that he's a good person in the community, and he was young. This guy grabbed an Uber driver in the crotch, a woman at that, and he wants to defend that? I mean...
I don't actually think that he was defending that at all. So he did not defend what he did at all. So that right there is you know, the difference. He never said that. And let me tell you something else. He I would agree with you that you know, it's hard to defend him at all for what he did. But I think what he was trying to say is that when the event happened, it was 2016. He's only been in the league, right? Like 3 years. So, he's the last 2 years. That was when it happened in 2016. So he was only 1 year removed from being that, you know, shoplifting, crab legs at the, Publix, and being a complete tool, and being accused of rape in college. Is that accurate or right? And then abusive, right, in the cafeteria to others. Was that also on the chalk list? So I think that you have to realize, in my view, that he was a very immature guy back then. And when he left college, he was, you know, spoon-fed how great he is. No one ever told him no, including women. And he behaved porously. I think that... he's, you know, I think he has, since that time of 2016, I'm willing to say he has been impeccable in terms of his behavior on and off the field. I think he has turned into a pro football quarterback who handles his business as effectively as anyone in the league. I'm willing to say that. I think he's grown leaps and bounds from who that guy was. Now, I do think that guy exists inside of him. I think that he was this reckless kid who was stupid and out of control, and no one ever told him no, and so he just did things off the cuff that were just outrageous and stupid, right? So I think that he has not had anything like that ever happen again since the this Uber incident. Now, I understand the seriousness of the incident. Don't put it past me that I don't acknowledge that it's absolutely gross, indecent behavior to grab some woman's crotch in an Uber car when you're drunk. I think it's, I said this, it's to me, it's an offense worthy of prison. You cannot assault someone or grope someone or grab someone's crotch to me without paying the piper. I think that you have to face some kind of punishment, whether it's 30 days, whether it's a year. I don't know. I'm not the judge. All I know is you do that to someone, you should be in trouble, big trouble, whether it's a kid, a woman, or otherwise, right? So I don't approve of it at all. I think he was drunk. And I think he did something, again, in his numerous mistakes, a stupid thing, again, added to his rap sheet. But I don't believe for 1 minute that he was defending his actions in the car. I don't believe that Roy Cummings ever said that. He did say that he believes he's done a lot in the community since, and he did say that he thinks that a lot of his numbers are up, at that he's improved in a lot of areas, completion percentage, et cetera, but that, you know, the yardage and everything else is down. His TDs are up and everything else, but the yardage is down, and that he's there's some people that believe he hasn't gotten any better, but I'm not sure that that's not a dangerous opinion to take, because I think he's shown that he can have 4,000 plus yard seasons and flashes of brilliance. His first 2 years in the league were very impressive, right? So to see him drop off a little bit is, you know, maybe only natural. I don't know. Is it the way all of the quarterbacks go in the league? Do they have their ups and downs? I think they do. And I think he had an average down year and then he got injured. But as far as his behavior, I truly believe he's gotten better at behaving maturely and handling his business and being a pro. And I think 2 years ago, he wasn't ready yet. I don't think he was that guy. I think he was still an immature idiot. And he should be so lucky that he's actually, no one's talking about this as a criminal thing, are they? No one's talking about him going to jail. No one's talking about him having going to court or anything, are they? Aren't they just pretty much the league suspending him for doing it? Is anyone saying that he's going to face the Piper or has to pay her or anything like that? What's going on there? Did he settle with her? I don't know.
I don't think she ever settled, had a police report or, you know, filed a lawsuit. Well, just something that got out online.
Well, that's her fault, right? Is it not? I mean, if it bothered you that much, you'd press charges and sue him, wouldn't you? If you knew he was a multimillionaire, wouldn't you do that? I mean, I would. If someone attacked me and I found out they were a millionaire and I had no clue who they were when they were doing it to me, which is, I'm sure she had no clue who the guy was when she picked him up. You know, or maybe she didn't know who he was. Who knows? I mean, maybe she knew he was the quarterback of the Buccaneers. Maybe she didn't. Who cares? It's irrelevant, isn't it? Does it matter? I guess if it does matter if you know that he's rich, that you could sue him if that happened to you. If you ask me, frankly, she's not very smart, right? If I'm her, I press charges and I sue him and I walk out of it with $1 million. I mean, let's face facts. Some Uber driver or the multimillionaire quarterback, wouldn't you? If he assaulted you, wouldn't you go get some money? I mean, honestly, you're kidding, right? She never filed anything? She never did anything? She just went about her business and forgot about it? And now this is coming back to haunt him? It's almost like, look, it looks really bad, so I have no problem with the suspension. I can't argue that it's a bad idea to suspend him. But I do think that it's a little, I'm a little skeptical of the timing of it. You know what I mean? Like, 2 years later, they finally decide, and then they're suspending him for the first three games. So, I mean, in some capacity or another, it has a perception that they have the odds-on chance, Carver High, to have a bad season. I mean, when Tom Brady went down, everybody said, they're screwed, right? Kobe Brissett will never get it done or blah, blah, blah. But they did get it done. They went 3-1. Different situation with the Buccaneers. I don't believe in Ryan Fitzpatrick to win those games.
Well, I didn't like them coming into this year, whether he was playing or not. So it doesn't really matter to me. That's just three more losses that they're going to have that I don't have to
worry about. You just didn't believe in Jameis Winston.
I don't believe in that team. I can't believe they brought that coach back, Cutter. I don't know why they brought him back for another run. I know they added, JPP on the D-line. I don't like the team at all. I don't like it.
There you go. Do you believe that it's too late to, that they're going after him now?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know what the legal stuff is with that. It happened a while ago. It like you said, it came out a couple years later. Look, the NFL, we know how they operate. They kind of operate at the seat of their pants.
Yeah, they make their own rules.
So who knows?
Mafia, what do you think? Do you think the guy, I got under a minute. Do you think the guy has changed? Do you think he's behaved well since this? He hasn't done anything.
At least in the public eye, he was. I mean, but we already thought that from his days down in Tallahassee, they changed since he got into the NFL, and then this comes out. So who knows? You never really know a person, right?
I never thought he changed when he came into the NFL. I think that he's changed since this thing happened.
Well, there were no incidents in the NFL before this.
No, but I think that when he came in, he had a horrible reputation.
Right.
That no one forgot.
Right, but I'm saying he got his stuff together allegedly in the NFL until this came out.
No one believed in that guy when he left Florida State. They all thought he was going to jail, that he's a criminal, and that he's a troublemaker. And that's just all there is to it. Call the show if you have an opinion about Jameis Winston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.